Hey, so just one of our soapbox callers brought up the Cats. I haven't had a good chance to ask you about, I don't think I've seen you since the trade period, about what they brought in. Obviously, they bring the great man back, Gary Ablett. They get Stewie Cramery as a, I suppose, a rookie. He came in late in the piece, and they've lost some as well. They lose Lonergan, they lose Mackie, and they lose Motlop, obviously, to Port Adelaide. How do you think they're set? How do you think their list is looking heading into 2018?
Well, the thing with Geelong, how I always see it is, they've got 9 games at home. They're probably guaranteed probably 8 wins there. So straight away, you're already halfway through to top 4 spot.
Yep.
They're always going to be a better side than majority of the teams in the competition because they've got so much star power. But it's when they get to the crunch end of the year, that's when we've seen them fall over. Does adding Gary now put them in the premiership window? If they play all at their best, yeah, they're going to be right up there.
Well, they're in the premiership window anyway, aren't they?
No doubt about it.
They have been for a couple of years.
It's just, I guess we've always looked at their forward lines probably struggled. I think run out of defence hasn't been something that's been great for them. I know Zach Tui came this year and you know, he was fantastic for them. But they just haven't got, I just don't see genuine speed breaking the lines like a Wojcinski and all of those type of things that we used to have. And then you all of a sudden, because of that, you've got Hawkins playing higher up the ground, you know, to be an option to get the ball out of the back half. And he's not able to be that high half forward and then run back with the flight of the ball like a Josh Jenkins for Adelaide, who can run back inside 50 and take the ball over his shoulder running into an open goal.
Yep.
So you lose that star marking power inside 50 when he's up the ground. So have they got the ability to run the ball through off the half back line, through the middle of the ground and leave Hawkins deeper? If they haven't, well, does now adding Gary, so you've got a 3-way rotation probably of Ablett, Dangerfield and Selwood. And I think at most times in a game, you'll have one of those guys. I mean, Selwood's probably the guy that is probably has the least ability as a forward, but can definitely play forward. We've seen him kick goals. He's kicked plenty of goals in his career. But if you talk about those three guys, you know, it's Ablett and Dangerfield, you 1 and 2. If you had an option, if you had a chance, you'd leave Dangerfield forward.
Yeah.
I'd just play him as my full forward.
Everyone's talking about, oh, Ablett will just play forward, Ablett will play forward. But because Ablett is a better ball user than Dangerfield in terms of kicking it inside 50, probably Dangerfield's a better mark than Ablett inside 50, do you actually play Ablett as a midfielder more than Dangerfield?
Well, if the body's going to hold up at, what's he going to be, 34, 35?
34, yeah.
You know, if the body can hold up for a year playing in the midfield, swapping at times down forward with Dangerfield, then fantastic. But I still look at the depth in their midfield. You've still got two genuine stars in the midfield, but you know, Duncan's, you know, upped his game, but they need more in there. You need 4 or 5 guys who can, at any one time, really take the game by the scruff of the neck. We've seen over the last couple of years, if it's not Selwood or Dangerfield dominating in those prelim finals, then they get smashed in the middle.
Yep.
So does Ablett add to that? Yes, he will, but I still look at their depth as a worry. But if you could, I mean, Dangerfield is arguably, along with Dusty Martin, the best one-on-one player in the competition inside 50. And we saw that late in the season through the finals when he absolutely dominated Sydney. Going to be a toss of coin. I don't know if they're right up there with the absolute best at the moment.
And Nakai Cockatoo, he's one.
There's a lot of what-ifs.
He can explode, that kid. I know the coach, Chris Scott, absolutely loves him. Can he be another X factor
that they
launch into that midfield?
He has got X. He's epitomises X factor. He really does. He needs a bigger tank. We always talk about these kids. They need bigger engines, but that always takes time. It always takes pre-season after pre-season, 3, 4, 5, even sometimes 6 years with some guys to really get that engine so they can run through the middle of the ground. Huge X factor, can do just about anything, but then can go missing for 3 quarters and turn it on for a quarter. Gregson and Lincoln McCarthy are two guys they desperately need in that forward line. I mean, we look at Richmond now as an example of what you want from your premiership forward line. You want to see enormous pressure, you want to see chasing, you want to see tackling, and you want to see goals from ground level. Well, those two will bring that, but they're just kids still. And they're kids who are coming off injury after injury after injury.
Yeah.
So they're inexperienced. So they're probably not going to give you a 22-game season where they kick you 30-plus goals. So there's still a lot of what ifs, mate.
Hey, what about the Tigers before we take a break? Richmond Premiership players today changing their number, Moon.
I couldn't believe this, Matty.
Dan Butler will wear number 7. He was, of course, number 40. And Jason Castagna will wear number 11. Of course, he was 46.
Dan and Jason, you do not, repeat, you do not change your Premiership number. I can't believe it.
So what's wrong with it?
It's your Premiership number. You've won a Premiership. You've now got your name on the locker. You are now etched into history of your football club wearing this number.
Mm.
And now you've gone and changed it. Just, I can't believe it.
That is a good point. It's on the locker,
isn't
it?
Ropeable with them.
46, Castagna, Premiership player, 2017. And he goes and changes his number to number 11.
Could not believe it. You do not change your Premiership number, ever.
Yes or no off the SMS, 0433981116. They made the right move there.
I'd be staggered. If people say yes, I'd be staggered.
Because when you get a number lower, obviously, there's a bit more mystique around having a number in the...
Yeah, everyone likes to get that lower number and all that stuff. But once you win that Premiership, that's it. That's your number.
0433981116. Have they done the right thing? Yes. Wrong thing. Give us a call.
I expect 100% no, wrong thing.
Now, Moons, a lot of people have got an opinion about what you said before the break. You thought it was sacrilege for these players, Butler and Castagna, to change their Premiership numbers. They've done that today.
Never heard of anything so horrible in my life.
It's really upset you, Cameron. 94291116. Let's take a few calls, a few people want to have a chat about it. G'day, Dennis from Scoresby.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, buddy.
What do you think, Dennis? Do you change your Premiership number?
I agree with Moons 100%.
Good man,
because
Dennis.
Of a blocker and people that look later after you've finished your football and everything. It's just so important to keep that number, especially when you won a Premiership.
Yeah, smart man, Dennis.
God.
Smart man.
Oh, you're outraged too, Dennis?
Oh, yeah, I just think it's so foolish. I don't know who put something in their head. Surely they're smart.
Well, I've got you, Josh Dunkley. He changed his as well. He was number 20, won a Premiership of the Bulldogs. Just took number 5 this year.
Yeah.
Josh, I'm very disappointed. I know the number 5 is a great number at the Bulldogs, and I'm sure these numbers are great numbers, and they've got history towards them and great players, but it's your number.
Your number, mate.
You won on that sacred day.
So Castagna was 46. Who are some of the other great 46s that played for the Tigers over the years? Can anyone name one?
You know what? Just text through. Who are the great 46s?
The great 46s of all time.
I know there's too many
46s. I can't. Not off the top of my head. Dave's in Bentley. G'day, Dave.
G'day, guys. So, Moons, if I understand rightly, your issue is that they've got their names on that locker and their name is irrevocably linked with that number.
Well, it's not just level. It's just that number. That is a number you went out there. I can tell you, it's the greatest day of your life when you're a sportsman, winning a Premiership with all your mates. And that is your number. It's etched into your name. That number.
Well, the only thing I can think of that's better than having your name on a locker is having your name on two lockers. So that's what they'll do
now. Do you reckon they'll go back to back?
Yeah, just do that.
Good on you, Dave.